Disney Plus, the Walt Disney Company's streaming service, is looking strong right now. This week, the company beat expectations for revenue and subscriptions. It also officially surpassed Netflix for the most subscriptions in the streaming industry. Netflix has been losing subscribers recently. So with Disney rising and Netflix stumbling, what nuance does this add to what's happening in the streaming industry? Let's talk about it now with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi again, Jane.
So Disney Plus, less than 3 years old, how is it caught up so quickly to Netflix?
You know, they really got religion in the dead of the pandemic. Their theme parks were closed. ESPN didn't really have live sports to deal with. You remember with the NBA delay and the Major League Baseball season and quarantine. And suddenly they decided that we have to bet the ranch on a streaming app. Netflix is taking all of our subscribers. We have a tremendous library of Disney content, Star Wars content, Pixar, you think about it.
Yeah.
And they really did bet the ranch. They didn't think about profitability near term, but that is now getting kind of long in the tooth. And Wall Street, as judged by Netflix's results and the austerity with Warner Brothers Discovery and the various other screamers, is trying to judge them now on cash flow instead of just eyeballs and subscribers.
So Disney looks pretty good now. Could it be hitting a wall, a ceiling soon?
It could be. And again, when we look at Disney, the streaming services include Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu, which is kind of, you know, co-controlled with Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
No one really conflates Hulu and Disney, but Disney could take full control of it. And they are cannibalizing each other increasingly. With this login fatigue, you get churn. You get people saying, well, my kids are not going to let me suspend Disney Plus, so I will kill my Netflix account, or I'll kill my HBO Max account. Mm. And they're realizing that the slim pickings in the United States, and to compete overseas, you might have to have cheaper tiers that are ad-supported. So it's like we're reinventing that cable dial all over again.
Well, you bring that up. I mean, Disney is launching a cheaper subscription tier with advertising, and they're raising prices. Does that help Disney or hurt them?
Yeah, I think Wall Street looks at them as kind of saying you have to boil the frog slowly with subscribers. They came out with a great teaser rate with Disney Plus immediately that got people, I mean, I've never seen a launch like that, I think, in 2020. And everybody signed up. And now suddenly the price is nearly twice that. And they're saying, you really have to pay for the privilege of having ad-free cinematic experience. And you're seeing others like Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount Global with the Tom Cruise, you know, Top Gun picture, saying we shouldn't rush to just dump this stuff on the streaming platforms. We should milk the box office opportunity to the extent that the movie theaters are back. So there's a whole new, even though we're in the dead of summer, there's kind of a streaming winter going on right now in Hollywood.
So what's the big picture then, Robin? Why are we hitting this bump in the road with streaming services? Is it market saturation? Are more people going to the movies? What's causing this really?
I do believe it's market saturation. I believe that it's login fatigue. And I think the austerity, when you have the stock market kind of bloom off the rose and these companies are being judged and Netflix is actually losing subscribers, you go back to the basics of profit and loss and cash flow. And it's not just eyeballs for eyeballs' sake.
Profit and loss, back to the basics. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks, Robin.
My pleasure. Have a good weekend.
And you too.